The following is another Classic Hit Sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents high school basketball.
Burkhart immediately takes a baseline to the hoop, and it comes up no good. Rebound brought down by Fosick, and St. Paul quickly gets it down low. Jonak shot no good. Sestock rebound back up and in for Kerry Sestock.
Tonight, it's a Luplat Conference doubleheader from Wood River as the Eagles welcome in the St. Paul Wildcats. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
On the fast break, they can't get the transition bucket, so they kick it out. Renew now puts his head down, drives, scoop shot, good. Matt thought about the three, saw some room to roam, and took it to the hoop.
Week two of the season is underway. Tonight will provide a solid early season test in the conference for both squads. It's the Wildcats and Eagles coming up next. But first, the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Wood River High School with sports director Doug Duda. Right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening, everyone, from Wood River High School. It is time for Thursday night basketball, a Luplat Conference doubleheader as the Eagles Cats of St. Paul. Along with our producer-engineer, Caleb Henry, I'm Doug Duda with you for tonight's doubleheader. Had some interesting close junior varsity games that Wood River won on the boys, and St. Paul won by two on the girls. St. Paul girls are off to a solid start this year in the varsity action. They set at 3-0 with wins over Gibbon, Donovan Trumbull, and Grand Island Central Catholic. While the St. Paul girls are looking to go to 4-0, Wood River's looking for their first win, but they played Central Catholic as well, and then they've also played Centura. So already one common opponent, St. Paul, be the favorite tonight. They've got a little bit more height inside, especially with the Sestock twins in Carrie and Kylie. Wood River, not an overly tall team, got a few more varsity basketball girls than they had on volleyball this year, and they hope to use their speed and defense for first-year coach Phil Smith. This is Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. Our boys game will follow. We've also got the Kearney Catholic Adams Central girls game on our sister station ESPN 1460 and 1550. That is at Cope Gymnasium in Kearney tonight, and tip off is scheduled for 7:45, and then we'll follow that up with the Thursday night NFL game joining the Cardinals and Rams in progress. Plus, the Nebraska women are playing tonight at Creighton. That's on 12:30 a.m. KHAS. Tip off just after 8 o'clock. It's also on Fox Sports 1. Busy weekend here at Wood River. Of course, after the volleyball tonight, they'll clear it out and lay the wrestling mats down because the big Wood River Invitational gets underway tomorrow morning at 10 a.m., one of the finest invites for Class C and D schools before Christmas in the entire area. There'll be some great competition tomorrow. So a busy time here at Wood River, and we started off tonight with basketball. Of course, we'll have a little wrestling for you Saturday. The Amherst-O'Neill duel from the Bob Devaney Sports Center in Lincoln will begin at 4 o'clock Saturday here on Classic Hits. We'll take a break, look at the starting lineups as St. Paul and Wood River get ready to battle right after this.
At Nebraska Land National Bank, we love local. Local people, local decisions, and local ownership. We want our community to grow and prosper. That's why we are focused on providing you with high-quality, personalized service at a competitive price to help you reach your financial goals. Nebraska Land National Bank is proud to call Kearney home and provide our community with the very best in banking. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Time now to take a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. First off, for the Lady Cats of St. Paul, number one is a 5'7 senior guard, Kyla Wodilevich. Number 10 is a 5'4 senior guard, Maddie Fosick. Number 23, 5'10 senior post, Carrie Sestock. Number 24, 5'7 senior guard, Sam Drobick. And number 25, 5'10 senior post, Kylie Sestock. The head coach of the St. Paul Wildcats, the head coach is Brent Dinslaki, assisted by Tracy Lukasavich and Chris Smith. Wood River is going to go with number 14, senior Caitlin Herman. Number 30, sophomore Emily Loy. Number 32, senior Maddie Lure. Number 44, sophomore Sam Lure. And number 50, junior Sloan Turks. In his first year, the head coach of the Lady Eagles is Phil Smith, assisted by Tim Sanderson and Keo Zerke. And those are the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. We'll be right back.
On our last episode of As the Wheel Turns, Carl was ending a long-term relationship.
Carl, I've seen how you look at other vehicles.
You just don't look as good as you used to.
That's because you haven't taken me to the Dent Popper. A new spray-on bed liner or bed cover will get people to stare at me. Custom-fit floor mats from WeatherTech will make me feel pretty on the inside.
Avoid the drama with a trip to the Dent Popper, north of the railroad, First Avenue, on the bricks, downtown Kearney.
Sure, you know Fanatics is a great place to watch the game and have great food. But Fanatics is also the perfect place for your holiday party. Their new party room could be set up for an intimate gathering or a company Christmas party for up to 100. Order straight from the menu, or Fanatics will customize a meal for you and your guests. Enjoy your privacy, or join the fun with everybody else at Fanatics. Fanatics does birthday and graduation parties, too. Holiday parties are more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics, a block north of the tracks on Central Avenue in Kearney.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Kelly Tucker has worked at Anderson Brothers for over 30 years. He encouraged his kids to check out college and something else.
Come see us. We'll train you. That's what we've been good at doing. I've always said that Anderson Brothers is more like a college, and that's why I call it Anderson Brothers College, because we do train a lot of people, and they can take that anywhere they go. And there's good wages. There really are. You got to work for it, but there's good wages.
Check out the career options at Anderson Brothers Electric, Plumbing, and Heating in Kearney and Holdridge.
I'm a Ford guy. My dad was a Ford guy, and so was my dad's dad. But more to the point, I'm a Crossroads Ford guy. The pickup my dad used to teach me to drive came from Crossroads. The Ford my son will learn to drive comes from Crossroads, too. Why have I stuck by them? Because they've stuck by us. From regular maintenance to the repairs when the driving lessons don't go very well, Crossroads has earned our trust. Their family has always taken care of our family. Small enough to know you, big enough to help. Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
And back to the New Tech Seed pregame show. Taking a look at the seeds to success for tonight's game, brought to you by your Pioneer Seed representative, Craig Weeches. Pioneer knows more about seeds with top-yielding Pioneer brand soybeans. Get the best for your field this year with Craig Weeches, your Pioneer Seed professional. Service delivering, science with service delivering success. And the key tonight is for Wood River to handle the basketball. They are going to probably get out-rebounded tonight. Now, if they do out-rebound St. Paul, they're going to put themselves in a position to pull the upset here tonight. But St. Paul and Coach Dinslaggy have got things headed back in the right direction, and they look good. They're off to a 3-0 start. They expect to win tonight, and if they take care of the basketball, they will. Wood River's going to have to force some turnovers and handle the ball themselves. And those are the seeds to success for tonight's girls' game, brought to you by Craig Weeches, your local Pioneer Seed professional. Where can growers go for the latest weather, market updates, and agronomy information to help get the most out of every acre? That's easy. Pioneer.com and your mobile Pioneer.com on their smartphone. The great seeds to success for a better yield start with Pioneer and Craig Weeches. We'll be ready to tip it off and get our Lou Platt Conference doubleheader underway after this.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Todd Rosno and his three-man officiating crew that we've seen numerous times over the years are here tonight in Wood River. And the ball is in the air, and the opening tip will be controlled by St. Paul. They'll move from left to right, and Wood River from right to left as you view it along your radio dial. Looks like a 1-3-1 for the Eagles and a travel on St. Paul. When they got it down to the baseline there, Fosick didn't have an open teammate and ended up walking with the basketball. The white uniforms with the purple trim for Wood River. For St. Paul, they have got the bright gold with blue trim. Look good on both sides here, and they're going to come out, and it appears that they want to play a little matchup to start things off here. Working it around the perimeter, Wood River will take it off the left-hand dribble. Caitlin Herman goes to the elbow, shot of the way. Sam Lures up and in, and Wood River has the first bucket of the basketball game. They can get some early confidence, and Wood River will put some pressure on. See how St. Paul handles it as they try to step through, and another walk. Good defensive trap up there by Sam Luer and Caitlin Herman. And St. Paul, two possessions and two turnovers. So Wood River gets back on the offense. Running the point guard will be Maddie Luer. She'll take the left-hand dribble. Look for a screen. Not there. Now she'll fire it over on the right side, keeping it around the perimeter here to Herman. Herman dribbles in. Tries a little give-and-go back to Sloan Turks. Back up top. And a hand-check foul going to be called on St. Paul. So not the cleanest first minute here for the Wildcats. It's going to be called on Carrie Sestock. And again, early in the season, a reminder that they are really calling the hand checks a lot closer this year. Inbounds pass goes to a turnaround jumper for Turks. Turks turn around off the front of the iron, no good. And the rebound brought down by Carrie Sestock. St. Paul dribbles right into the trap, but throws over the top of it and gets a three-pointer. Their first shot is banked in. And Maddie Fosick will take it. St. Paul with a 3-2 lead on the banked-in three. As Luer will bring it up all the way to the left baseline, cut off there by Wodilewicz. Spins it back out front, and a travel will be called. Eagles just don't have the speed that St. Paul is showing here in the first minute and a half of this basketball game. And to run what they want to run, it doesn't help them out as much if they're not the faster team, and so far it doesn't look like they are, as the Cats will break the press and get it to Sam Jarabic. She'll be guarded up front there by Herman. Again, staying in that 1-3-1 zone, try to get it to the post, and it's going to be bounced out of bounds. And they're going to say that it was touched by Wood River. St. Paul was headed the other way. I thought it was off of St. Paul, but not the case. They'll get to keep it underneath their own hoop. And to throw it in will be Jarabic. Lobs it up top into the hands of Fosick. Rotated around to Jarabic. Can't get the three, but up top they'll get the three, and it is no good. Wodilewicz. Offensive rebound, Kylie Sestock. Off the missed three. Now it's loose on the floor. We'll get a jump ball. The arrow points the way of Wood River. And now St. Paul turns it over for the third time as Sam Luer got in there to tie it up. Just underway in our girls' game. 6:15 to go in the first quarter. 3-2. St. Paul leading here at Wood River as the Eagles bring it into the front court. Swing it over to Emily Loy on the right wing. Off the bounce pass, try to get it inside to Sam Luer. She'll take it down to the low block right side. No good. Rebound brought down by Turks. Kicks it out for a jump shot that is no good. The rebound brought down by Kylie Sestock. Into the front court with it will be Sam Jarabic. The senior brings it to the left side. They try and trap her. Nothing there up top. Sestock. Swing it right side to Wodilewicz. Back to Jarabic. Three-pointer is off the mark. No good. Defensive board pulled down by Sloan Turks. And here come the Eagles. Up the floor with it is Maddie Luer with a left-hand dribble. She'll bring it to the wing. Get it on the left elbow. Back to Sam Luer. Tries to drive right into the double team. Knocked away from behind by Carrie Sestock. Edward River will turn it over for the second time. And up the floor with it is Wodilewicz. She'll take a runner from the free throw line. No good. Long rebound. Comes out to Caitlin Herman. Herman brings it up. Pulls up from 14. It's too strong. Rebound is grabbed out by Wood River. They'll get a second opportunity. Loy files it out to Herman. Her three-pointer is no good. And the board is brought down by Sestock. Kylie will grab that one. Still 3-2. Another jumper from the right corner. Not taking a lot of time. Wildcats firing when they're open. Rebound brought down by Loy. Her second. She'll trot it across the timeline and give it off to Maddie Lure. Don't forget our games are also online at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Screen and roll, and a foul will be called, sending to the line Maddie Lure. Pretty basic offense right now for the Eagles, but they are getting some looks here in the first quarter. The foul will be called on Kerry Sestock, and she has the first two fouls of the game here for St. Paul, and the free throw is up, and it is good for Maddie Lure. Into the ball game for Wood River will be Ellie Lure, the freshman of the three Lure sisters. And into the ball game now for St. Paul will be Jaden Jacobowski and Kinsey Lukasavage. Second free throw is up, and it is good. So Maddie Lure hits them both in Wood River. A one-point cushion, 4-3. And on the pressure, Lure will step in front and make the steal. Hand it off to Maddie from Sam. Over to Loy. One-on-one left wing. Tries to push her way in. Doesn't take the shot. Gives it off to Lure in the paint. Little six-footer sticks on the rim. No good that time from Ellie. And the rebound brought down by Maddie Fosick. Fosick will bring it up. Dish it into the left-hand baseline. Jarabic takes the nine-footer. No good. Sam Lure with the rebound. She'll give it off to Maddie. And Wood River back on offense. As we approach the midway portion of quarter number one, 4-3. Lure in the paint, triple team, ball's loose on the floor. We'll get a jump ball. The arrow does point the way of St. Paul, so we've got a turnover. And the Wildcats will take possession, each with three turnovers here in the early going. Wood River slaps on that zone pressure. Jessica Rauert has also checked in for Wood River. Dribbling around everybody. Kyla Wojtylewicz down the middle of the lane. The one-hand runner over Lure off the square and in. First bucket for Kyla. 5-4, St. Paul. Maddie into the front court. But there's three Lures out there. It'll be better to give you the first name. And to Ellie. A little pick and roll, but the pass is short. Going to be picked off there by St. Paul's Jaden Jacobowski. Up the floor to Wojtylewicz. Into the right-hand corner, they'll go to Durabic. Ball almost stolen away there by Rauert. Instead, driving Wojtylewicz. Then a kick out to the free-throw line. Fosick sure just put the jumper up, no good. Ball is deflected out to Wojtylewicz. She'll drive, put up another runner, no good. Crashing the boards, the rebound is Sam Lure. I'll tell you what, you definitely have a syllable challenge tonight with the ladies in this area. There's no Smiths or Jones playing here this evening. As the Eagles get it on the block, and a walk will be called. So now Wood River starting to turn the ball over a little bit. They'd gotten through the first 3 minutes pretty clean, but that is their fifth. 5-4, St. Paul, 3 minutes to go here. The first quarter. Jarabic in the backcourt. Waits for the traffic to clear and brings it across the timeline. Stops the top of the key. They're not afraid to fire the three. Doesn't take it this time. Trying to lob it inside. Well covered. The Eagles come away with the steal. And Maddie Lure. Fourth turnover for the Cats. Maddie will push the ball up the floor and give it off on the left wing to Rauert. Dribbles to the high post. Nobody on her, but doesn't take the shot. Instead, she'll go to Lure, who drives the left baseline. Short arms it. Tries to get the rebound and stepped out of bounds while she was chasing it down. It'll belong to St. Paul. Turks back in for Wood River. And Clara Thede is in for St. Paul. Also in for Wood River, Taylor Lambrecht. And for Coach Smith, if you're going to play the pressure, he's going to have to rotate, and he's doing that here so far in the first quarter. As the inbounds pass comes to Thede, right back into the hands of Jarabic. She'll bring it across the timeline, picked up there by Rauert of the Eagles. High screen, tries to screen and roll, nothing there. Steal is made. Fifth turnover, St. Paul. Up ahead they go, stopping, shooting, scoring, and getting fouled is Emily Loy. Chance at a three-point play for the sophomore Wood River Eagle. And the foul will be called on Maddie Fosick. That'll be her first and the team's third. Waiting for the free throw attempt now for Emily Loy. Loy will put it up and in, and now she'll check out of the ball game after completing the three-point play. 7-5 and in for Wood River is Alyssa Brown, senior. Will slide in here for the Eagles as both teams have went deep on their bench in the first quarter. St. Paul breaks the press, throws over the top of it to Fosick. Through the lane, the jump shot from the left wing is nothing but net for Thede. And St. Paul ties it up again, 7-7, with 2 minutes to go here in the opening quarter. As Lure will bring it into the front court, Maddie just dribbling in the center circle. As they get their offense set up, everybody's stacked at the top of the circle. And there's the 3-second call. That's an easy one. Coach Smith will just have to design it. They're stacked with two on the top of the free throw line and two on the bottom, but you got to stay out of that lane, because while Luer was just sitting there dribbling in place, it was an easy three-second call because nobody was moving. Pressure on and off the screen. Dribbling up the floor will be Jaramik. Stops the top of the key, pulls up, three-pointer, good. Jaramik with her first bucket, second three here for St. Paul, and they've got a three-point lead at 10-7 with five straight points. Luer into the right elbow, gets it to Turks, back cut, wasn't watching, and Rauert does not get the pass. They'll swing it over to Brown. Brown left elbow, trying to get everybody up high, use those back cuts to negate the height advantage that St. Paul has. Brown dribbling around, tries to throw it off to Turks. The ball is deflected. Sloan runs it down to the right-hand corner. And a timeout going to be called here by Wood River. Head coach Phil Smith saw an impending disaster, and he'll use the 32nd timeout. 1:14 to go here in the first quarter of play. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska-Land National Bank with your score. St. Paul Lady Cats 10 and the Wood River Lady Eagles 7.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Carney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing,
certified repair.
No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in, Carney Towing and Repair.
Doug Duda back with you here at St. Paul, or at Wood River. I want to say thank you to Athletic Director Jerry Dunn and the crew here, as always, for their hospitality. Wood River timeout. They'll take it out underneath their own hoop, throw it right underneath the bucket to Rauert. She'll have to dribble out of there and give it to Maddie Luer, and they'll set up their offense. As we approach the one-minute mark of the first quarter, 10-7 St. Paul. Left-hand corner, thinking about the three. Herman will chuck it up there. It comes up short. The ball goes out of bounds off the foot of the Wildcats. So Wood River will get another opportunity here, looking for their first win. St. Paul already their fourth game of the season. They have a busy December, more than most. You get up around eight games, that means not near as many when you get back to January. High post, oh, Luer was open and then didn't know what to do with it, and Sam ends up getting tied up. Didn't realize when she turned around how open she was, then started to drive and went right into the traffic. The arrow stays with Wood River, so they'll take it out underneath their own hoop again. Stack the left side of the lane. Inbounds pass knocked away by Kinsey Lucas-Savage, and the steal is made. Up the floor, trying to go coast-to-coast and laying it up off the heel. No good is Fosick. The ball then punched out of bounds off Wood River, so St. Paul will get a second opportunity. 45 seconds remaining here in the quarter. Still 10-7 St. Paul. Thede wide open here on the inbounds. They give it to her. Can't get the shot away. Goes to Fosick for the three, and it's good. So the third three here for St. Paul. Very confident from that arc. They're 3 of 5 so far in the quarter, and it's 13-7. Cats now up by 6. And if you come out and play them too tight, then that'll get the Sestock Twins involved. That'll the post. So it's a dual threat. Wood River hoping that St. Paul cools off a little bit. 20 seconds to go. Loy starts the right baseline, then has it picked away. Here comes Fosick to the other end. Maddie got run into, and a foul going to be called on Caitlin Herman. That'll be the first foul of the game on Wood River. And to the line, Maddie Fosick, who has already hit a couple of threes to lead the way with 6 points. Still 14 seconds to go here in the first quarter. So plenty of time for another shot and possession as the free throw rattles out. No good. Back in is Kylie Sestock and Ellie Luer. Second free throw coming up for Fosick. And Maddie, a couple of dribbles, puts it up, and that one's too strong. And running down the rebound, Sam Luer in the corner. Gets it into the hands of Maddie. She's at midcourt with 9 seconds. Goes with a left-hand dribble. The ball took a bad hop. She's going to get called for the carry. And that is the ninth Wood River turnover here in the first quarter. And still 7 seconds for St. Paul to get a shot away. And they already like to shoot the three, but they throw it in the backcourt here to Fosick. Fosick midcourt with 5, behind the back dribble. Gives it off for a very long 28-footer. It's off the front of the rim, no good by Thede. And that is the end of the first quarter of play. But St. Paul ends the quarter on an 8-0 run, and it's the Lady Cats 13 and Wood River 7. You're listening to High School Hoops, Blue Platte Conference style, here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way.
way, is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers!
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now, delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Five Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with Five Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
Well, as we looked at our seeds to success to start the game, Wood River has actually come out and out-rebounded St. Paul, but the turnovers have hurt them, and they have made some free throws. Turnovers, Wood River 9, St. Paul 5. Rebounds, Wood River 8, St. Paul 6. Free throw shooting, the Cats are 0 of 2. The Eagles are 3 of 3. Three-point shooting, Wood River 0 of 2. St. Paul 3 of 6, and the Cats will get the ball to start the second quarter. Skip pass over the zone into the corner. Jaramic tries the left corner three. No good. Long rebound comes out to Fosick to the baseline, forcing the jumper. No good that time is Lucas Savage. Now we've got a tie-up, and the arrow will point the way of Wood River. Turks will get her third rebound. Don't forget more sporting activities throughout the weekend. Here on Classic Hits, tomorrow night's basketball, a Fort Kearney Conference doubleheader as Elwood travels to Pleasanton. And Saturday, it's the Amherst O'Neill duel at the Devaney Center ahead of the Nebraska duel with Wisconsin. Pregame at 3:45, and the duel will start at 4. As Wood River tries to get set up top here, Luer bounces it to the left elbow. Maddie trying to make something happen here to Sam. Sam gets tripped up, another jump ball, and the arrow will point the way of St. Paul. On ESPN 1460 and 1550, we've got Kearney High basketball. Now tonight it's Adams Central at Kearney Catholic Girls at 7:45. Tomorrow, Kearney High doubleheader will be on the road at Lincoln High starting at 5:45, then a 5:15 tip at home against Millard South on Saturday. As St. Paul breaks the press, Jarabic left corner, puts up the 14-footer, no good. Offensive rebound put back up, and it sits on the rim and in for Kylie Sestock. Great rebound and put back there for Kylie. That is her fourth rebound, and it is 10 in a row now for St. Paul. They lead it 15-7. Luer on the left elbow. Sam looking to kick it back out top. Does to Turks. Drives into the double team. Leaves it for Loy. Everybody packed inside the arc, and here's a hand check foul to negate the Emily Loy bucket. So they'll have to work and tank it out again. The foul's going to be on Sam Jarabic, her first, and the fourth team foul. As Wood River will take it out underneath their own hoop. Loy looking, dumps it in short to Turks. Right back to Loy. Open 10-footer. In and out and back in. Emily Loy now with 5 of her team's 9 points. And that snaps the 10-0 run by the Cats. 15-9 St. Paul. 6.5 to go here. Second quarter. Fosick breaks the press. Outlet pass to Sestock underneath. Walked with the basketball but lost it, so they didn't call the travel. And then she falls down and commits the foul. So just getting tripped up and then nowhere for Kylie Sestock to go. It'll be her first foul. St. Paul drops back to pick up man-to-man, letting Luer bring it across the timeline. And she'll do so. Maddie fires it off on the left wing against the man-to-man to Caitlin Herman. Everybody else on the right side of the overplay. They'll get it to Luer. Down to the block, nothing there. Maddie back up top to Loy. Wood River very patient offensively, trying to get somebody open on a back cut. Free throw line, Luer, well guarded, but got the jumper up, and it's in for Sam Luer. Hit a tough shot there with a hand in her face, her second bucket. 15-11, baseball pass to break the press, caught right on the run and laid in by Kylie Sestock. Wood River had decent defense. That was just a well-thrown and caught basketball, 17-11. On the wing, Loy. Loy fakes the three, drives in, pulls up, has it blocked off the side by Maddie Fosick. Grabbed back there, though, by Loy, and then stolen away. Up the floor comes Fosick. Maddie, one-on-one. She'll be fouled by Maddie Luer, and two free throws are coming up for Fosick. She has missed the only two free throws attempted so far in this game. Other basketball action going on tonight in the listening area. Wilcox Hildreth is hosting Shelton. Blue Hill is at Superior. Centennial's at Sandy Creek as the free throw's no good. Holdridge is at Lexington. Southern Valley's at Gothenburg. Sutton's at Cross County. Fullerton is at Central Valley. And Boone Central Newman Grove is at Central City. Those are the area doubleheaders. Second free throw now for Fosick. On the way, and that one's good. And checking into the ball game for St. Paul, Megan Turek, junior guard, with the score 18-11 in favor of the Cats. They're now going to put a little pressure on here, kind of a 2-2-1 trap. Wood River doing what they're supposed to, throwing, and getting it back to the middle, but the pass goes through Loy's hands and out of bounds. And now Wood River has doubled up the number of turnovers that St. Paul has, 12 for the Eagles, 6 for the Cats, 5:15 to go here. First half, 18-11, St. Paul. On the left wing, Wodilewicz pulls up, three-pointer, comes up short, trying to chase it down. It'll be saved in by Sestock, but no, they're going to say she did touch the baseline, trying to throw it back in. So it'll slide out over to the Eagles. They have scored in spurts, not long spurts because it's only 11 points, but they've had some droughts so far as Luer will drive in. Looking to the baseline, Maddie puts it up, has it stuffed, falls right into her teammate's hands off the carry, Sestock block shot. And Ellie Luer grabs the loose ball and draws the foul. And that could be the third foul, and it is on Carey Sestock. At the line, Ellie Luer looking for her first point of the ball game. And the freshman will not get it on the first free throw. She'll try again. 18-11. Second free throw coming up. And Sestock will check out and in for St. Paul will be Savannah Poland. Back in for Wood River will be Rauert. And Coach Dinslaggy has played about 11 girls already. We'll get the lineup currently out there in just a second as the second free throw is up and in. So Ellie Luer hits her first point. 18-12 St. Paul. As they find the press, Jarabic takes the pass from Wodilewicz, trying to dribble around the double team, lost the basketball for a moment, and then it ends up going out of bounds off of St. Paul. So we had out there for St. Paul, Megan Turek, Kyla Wodilewicz, Kinsey Lucas-Savage, Savannah Poland. As the inbounds pass comes to Luer, and she'll knock it home, and then Jarabic was the fifth one. Nice pass in to Ellie Luer, and she'll get the bucket. 18-14, and then a hand check foul up the floor on Sam Luer, her first and the team's third. Out there right now for Wood River, all three of the Luers, along with Herman and Jessica Rauert. That's just the third team foul on Wood River, so St. Paul will continue to take it out this time from the sideline. Jarabic on the left wing, back up top to Wodilewicz, played a little catch on the left side of the key. Starts to dribble and leaves it off for Jarabic again. Sam comes to the left elbow and dishes it to the right side. Megan Turek dribbled off her foot into the back court. Touched by Wood River, so it's okay. No over and back, and they'll run it down. Good crossover there by Wodilewicz. Decides not to drive. Back out top to the junior, Megan Turek. A little bit longer possession here, and now Jarabic will cast up a three. That one is too strong, but it comes down as an offensive rebound and 8-foot putback for Kyla Wodilewicz. Well, when St. Paul misses, they miss well enough that even if Wood River's in position, they're not going to get the rebound because they're coming clanking off the glass or the iron long. Free throw line. Here's Luer. Her jumper that time no good for Sam. And the rebound brought down by Poland of the Cats. And then the pass is knocked away and turned over by St. Paul. The Ravenna Sanitation halftime report will be coming up. We'll look at the first half stats, a little preview of the boys' game, and a recap and preview of still what's to come this weekend. Wood River ball underneath their own hoop. They'll stack the right side of the lane on the opposite side of where the ball is being inbounded. Coming over, Maddie Luer will take it up top to Herman. Herman tries to lob it in the paint. Nice catch, shot, and score by Sam Luer. Herman threw it into a crowd, but Luer was able to find it. It's 20-16 St. Paul as they break the press. Left baseline, casting up the 12-footer. It's no good is Turek, and the rebound brought down by Wood River's Sam Luer, her fourth. But they throw it away. And St. Paul will get the ball back as head coach Brent Dinslaggy continues to rotate his ladies in. Back in will be Wodilewicz and Sestock. Checking out will be Poland and Turek. So a little closer to the original five on the floor right now for the Lady Cats with a four-point lead. Posick up top, tries to fire it into the paint to Sestock, steps around, puts it up, and scores. Kylie with all six of her points here in the second quarter. 22-16 St. Paul with 3 minutes to go in the first half. Lure with a left-hand dribble. Across the timeline, Maddie looks for a pick, gets it, then dishes it off. Herman, three-pointer in the right-hand corner, off the heel, no good. And then fighting for the loose ball, it gets deflected out. St. Paul will grab it, and then they are fouled. Fosick with her third board. Wood River not getting many looks from beyond the arc, but they're going to need to hit a couple when they have that look. The foul is the second on Wood River's Maddie Lure. St. Paul trying to break the pressure here. They kick it into the right corner. Got it to Jaden Jacobowski. Back to the free throw line. Fosick fires, no good. Sestock with the rebound, and Kylie will be fouled. That's her fifth board, and that was one of the things we talked about over on the board. Sestocks are going to be able to do that. Right now, Carey's on the bench with foul trouble, so it's up to Kylie. The foul is called on Ellie Lure, her first. Sestock, the first one is no good for Kylie. So St. Paul has not exactly tore it up from the free throw line to start the ball game. And the second free throw is on the way, and that is short, no good. And it barely caught the rim, and then it's run down by Sestock out here in the corner, drives the baseline, and I think she's going to be called for a charge. And that is indeed the case. Kylie with her second personal foul. And you look at the free throws so far on the season, St. Paul hasn't been horrible, 18 out of 33. Anything close to 60% in this day and age for the ladies is usually what you see. If you're better than that, then you're a good free throw shooting team. Into the front court with it, here comes Lure. Left-hand dribble, Maddie. Stutter dribble, keeps it all the way to the baseline, forces the jumper from six, but it's too strong. Rebound pulled down by Jacobowski. There are about three Cats all fighting for it. Up ahead to Wodilewicz. She'll take the one-hand runner, no good. Backside rebound is caught there by Lucas Savage, and she'll get rid of it, and they'll reset it. Wodilewicz on the right wing. Crossover dribble with 2 minutes to go. Skip pass picked up there by Lucas Savage. Back over to Wodilewicz. Up top, Fosick. Straightaway three on the way. That one is short. They've missed all four here in the quarter. Rebound to Sam Lure, and that'll be her fifth. Still 22-16 St. Paul with 1:45 to go here in the first half. Wood River led early by a bucket, but St. Paul went on a 10-0 run and has not looked back. Three-pointer on the way, too strong from Turks. Long rebound comes out, and St. Paul wants to run. Jaden Jacobowski has it tipped away by Alyssa Brown. Jarabic is going to check back in here for St. Paul. And Sestock's going to check out. So you've got Wodilewicz, Jarabic, Kinsey Lukasavich, Fosick on the floor right now for St. Paul along with Jacobowski. Wodilewicz has it. Skip pass into the corner. Jarabic, three-pointer on the way. It's down. It's back out. No good. Rebound put back up. No good. And Wood River will come out of there with a basketball, but a travel is going to be called. St. Paul will get it underneath their own hoop. And it looks like Coach Smith wants to go to the bench. Here comes Lily Wodicheski. Would not want to bring a rookie broadcaster out of college into the ball game tonight. He would have some names to learn, wouldn't he, Jim? Buddy Jim Skeen is always following Wood River as the inbounds pass comes out top. Three-pointer on the way, no good. Wodilewicz, again, it clanks off the glass, and a scramble for the basketball run down by Jessica Rauert. And after a hot start, St. Paul was three of their first five. They've now missed seven three-pointers in a row, but Wood River can't get any offense going as there's a fight for the basketball. It's going to be turned over, picked up by Wodilewicz on the run. Here she comes. She'll put it up. No good. A charge. Wood River has figured out the couple of Wildcats that are going to take it to the hoop no matter what. And drawing the charge is Sam Lure. That'll be the first foul on Kyla Wodilewicz. 54 seconds remain here in the first half. 22-16 St. Paul. Wood River could sure use a bucket here. Emily Loy. Crossover. Leaves it off in the corner, but throws it between her two ball players. Was it tipped? Yes, it was, they say. And so they'll get to keep possession deep in the corner. To throw it in will be Rauert. Jess looking. Not a lot of quick movement off that. And the Eagles will just toss it out top to Emily Loy. I think the Eagles are confused right now what they want to run offensively. Now we're ready to go. Now they're into it. They get it to Turks. Going to be stripped away from behind as she headed to the hoop. Picking her pocket is Maddie Fosick. Fosick outlet pass to Robick. Thought about the pull-up three. Goes back to Fosick. She'll come down the middle of the lane. Tough shot. No good. Rebound brought down by Kinsey Lukasavage, and she'll be fouled on the putback. Kinsey will go to the line looking for her first points with 20 seconds to go here in the half. The foul will be on Jessica Rauert. Her first. And at the line, Kinsey Lukasavage. Three boards so far for Kinsey. And this free throw is no good. Ravenna Sanitation halftime report coming up. First part of our doubleheader tonight here on Classic Hits KKPR-FM, Kearney St. Paul Wood River. Second free throw too strong, but it comes right back out to Jarabic to Fosick for three. No, off the front of the iron, another long rebound to Jarabic. 12 seconds to go. She'll dribble outside, give it to Wood-Levitch, skip pass over to Fosick. Fosick drives through two defenders and scoops it up and scores. And that will take us to the halftime buzzer. With your score, St. Paul 24 and Wood River 16, the eight-point lead, equaling the largest of the half for St. Paul. They scored the final 10 points, or 8 points it was, of the first quarter. They get the final four here of the second quarter. Coming up, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime reports. So stay with us here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com.
No, Mom, it's Josh's turn. I had to take it out the last time.
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
Is back pain keeping you from doing the activities you enjoy? Is hip, knee, or ankle pain making even the shortest walks difficult? Is hand, wrist, or finger pain making you cut tasks short or take frequent pauses? New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery is here to tell you that you don't have to live with the pain. With training in a wide range of specialties, New West has the doctor to get you back into the game. Schedule your appointment today. No referral is necessary. All major insurances accepted.
And welcome back to Wood River High School for Thursday night basketball, Lou Platt Conference style. It's kind of one of those that we have every year, the St. Paul Wood River doubleheader, and it has had its share of really good contests, and this one has been competitive, but St. Paul does have an eight-point lead in the girls' game going into the halftime, 24-16, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. Your trash is their treasure, serving Buffalo County for business and residential service. Ravenna Sanitation, your trash collection connection. Find them in your local Yellow Pages. Well, the boys' game will be coming up next here at around 8 o'clock, and you have got a Wood River team that is off to a very nice start, getting their first win over Kearney Catholic in quite a while. They play in the Central Catholic early season tournament. We got to come up with a better name for that because it just doesn't roll off the tongue, does it? But there are eight boys' teams, seven girls' teams in that tournament. And Wood River opened up by beating Centura handily on opening night. And then they gave fourth-rated Grand Island Central Catholic all they wanted on the Crusaders' home court in night two before falling 54-48. And then turned right around to the consolation game Saturday afternoon and beat Kearney Catholic 56-41. And they play St. Paul tonight and then have that tough conference test at Adams Central on Saturday. They will, of course, see Kearney Catholic later on in the season when they get things done. First game in January for them. For St. Paul, they were able to defeat Gibbon on opening night. Of course, Gibbon with a new coaching staff and lost Riley Reinertsen to graduation and are a very young team that'll be taking some of their cues and growing pains early on. But then they bounce back and play a tough game against Gibbon. Donovan Trumbull, they beat Gibbon and then lose to Donovan Trumbull by 6. And, of course, Donovan Trumbull going through a streak of really good athletes. And so that was a competitive ball game. And then for St. Paul after tonight, they got to strap it up and take up to play defense. Hastings, St. Cecilia, and Arcadia Loup City. Then they go to Broken Bow before the holiday tournament. St. Paul plays in the York Holiday Tournament, and Wood River is one of the teams in the Central City Holiday Tournament. 24-16 at the half. St. Paul girls with the lead. We'll take a break and look at the first half stats right after this timeout.
The 3Ls of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our 5 Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemicals at 750-6060. That's 750-6060. Or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
The undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Let's take a look at the first half numbers of our girls game. And we will start here with the Wood River Lady Eagles. Jessica Rauert has one rebound. You've got Caitlin Herman with one rebound. Emily Loy has 5 points and two rebounds. Maddie Luer has 2 points. Ellie Luer has 3 points. Sam Luer leads the team with 6 points. She also has 5 rebounds. And Sloan Turks has 4 rebounds. 8 rebounds in the first quarter, 5 of the second. Free throw shooting, 3 of 3 in the first, 1 of 2 in the second. 3-point shooting, 0 of 2 in each quarter. Turnovers, that's been the problem for Wood River. 9 in the first and 6 in the second. Foul situation, Maddie Luer, the only player for the Eagles that has 2. Wood River had 7 points in the first quarter, 9 in the second, and at the half, 16 points. 13 rebounds, 4 out of 5 at the free throw line, 0 of 4 from 3-point land, and 15 turnovers. We'll be back and take a look at the first half numbers for the St. Paul Lady Cats right after this on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report.
At Nebraska Land National Bank, we love local. Local people, local decisions, and local ownership. We want our community to grow and prosper. That's why we are focused on providing you with high-quality, personalized service at a competitive price to help you reach your financial goals. Nebraska Land National Bank is proud to call Kearney home and provide our community with the very best in banking. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With 2 locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Let's look now at the first half stats for the St. Paul Lady Wildcats. Kyla Wodilevich has 4 points and 2 rebounds. Maddie Fosick leads the way with 9 points, 3 rebounds, and a block. Jaden Jacobowski has 2 rebounds. Clara Thede has 2 points. Kinsey Lukasavich, 3 rebounds. Carrie Sestock has been limited because of 3 fouls. She has 1 rebound and 1 block shot. Sam Jarabic has hit a 3-point bucket. She has 2 rebounds. Kylie Sestock, 6 points, 6 rebounds, and Savannah Poland, 1 rebound. After getting out-rebounded the first quarter by 2, St. Paul out-rebounded Wood River by 9 in the second quarter. 6 in the first, 14 in the second. Free throw shooting, though, St. Paul needs some help. They were 0 of 2 in the first, 1 of 6 in the second quarter. 3-point shooting, they were 3 of 6 in the first quarter, but 0 of 7 in the second quarter. Turnovers, 5 in the first and 3 in the second. Foul situation, Carrie Sestock with 3, Kylie Sestock with 2. St. Paul, 13 points in the first quarter, 11 in the second. At the half, 24 points, 20 rebounds, 1 of 8 at the free throw line, 3 of 13 from three-point land, 2 block shots, and 8 turnovers. And at the half, the 3-0 St. Paul Lady Wildcats lead the 0-2 Wood River Lady Eagles 24-16. Again, more basketball action tonight on ESPN 1460 and 1550. The Adams Central Lady Patriots at Kearney Catholic to take on the state-rated Stars at 7:45. Then tomorrow's action on Classic Hits, we will have Elwood at Pleasanton on ESPN. It'll be Kearney High at Lincoln High. Also Saturday here on Classic Hits, Class D five-time defending wrestling state champion Amherst will take on Class C second-ranked O'Neill in a special duel at the Devaney Center in Lincoln at 4 o'clock. We will have a special pregame from Heidelberg's at 33rd and Superior in Lincoln from 1 to 2 on ESPN Radio. Then it's the Army-Navy game, and then it's Kearney High basketball beginning at 5 when they take on Millard South. And Tuesday, we're back at the Lou Platt Conference here on Classic Hits as Kearney Catholic travels to Ravenna. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. Halftime, girls game, St. Paul 24, Wood River 16. The second half is next.
On our last episode of As the Wheel Turns, Carl was ending a long-term relationship.
Carl, I've seen how you look at other vehicles.
You just don't look as good as you used to.
That's because you haven't taken me to the Dent Popper. A new spray-on bed liner or bed cover will get people to stare at me. And custom-fit floor mats from WeatherTech will make me feel pretty on the inside.
Avoid the drama with a trip to the Dent Popper, north of the railroad, First Avenue, on the bricks, downtown Kearney.
And welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth here in Wood River. Local people, local decisions, local ownership, Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC. Wood River will get the ball to start the third quarter. They'll be moving from left to right, and St. Paul will be moving from right to left as you view it along your radio dial. Glad you're along with us here on this Thursday night in Wood River. Looks like we've got the same starting five out there for both of the ball clubs. That is Maddie and Sam Lure, Sloan Turks, Emily Loy, and Caitlin Herman for Wood River. And they'll get it down to Turks on the low block, tries to work her way in, and travels with the basketball. She was leaning and leaning and leaning on Kylie Sestock, who was afraid that they had just whistled her for a third foul. Instead, it was a walk. Both Carrie and Kylie Sestock, Sam Jarabic, Maddie Fosick, Kyla Wodolevich, starting here again for St. Paul. As they throw over the top of the zone press, Wodolevich brings it all the way down, and another charge. St. Paul's going to have to get that under control. That's their third charge, all in the same fashion. The second foul on Kyla Wodolevich. They are not afraid of getting the contact, and right now the officials, it's easy for them. If you're going to keep running into the defender, you're going to get called for the charge. St. Paul probably could have a much bigger lead, but they have really cooled off from the outside and the free throw line. Ones and threes haven't been good. The twos are okay. As Turks comes to the right elbow, leaves it off in the corner there for Emily Loy. Back up top, Herman for three. Still looking for their first one. It is no good. Long rebound comes out to Kylie Sestock. Tries to shake free from a couple of pesky Wood River Eagles. Up to Wodolevich. Back to the trailer. Jarabic fouled on a three. Brings back bad flashbacks of the Husker men last night. But that was a definite foul here. And to the line to shoot three. Sam Jarabic, she has not been to the line tonight. She's only hit 1-3. A lot of them have rattled out for her. Free throw is on the way. No good. Just underway. First minute, third quarter. 24-16. St. Paul by 8. Looking for their largest lead of the game. If Jarabic can make any of the free throws, they'll have it. On the way. And good. Looks like Brandon from NTV on hand here tonight. You'll be able to catch a few of the highlights when you get home this evening. Now the third free throw for Jarabic. Sam, a few dribbles, set, fire, and it is going to roll around and in. So Jarabic will get two of the three. Our first points of the second half, and it's 26-16, and the ball lost away by Wood River, and now a foul going to be called to go along with it. And it looks like it's going to be called on Sam Lure, her second. So Wood River's got to be careful it doesn't get away from them here. They're having trouble scoring. And they cannot allow St. Paul to get much more than a 10-point lead. As they swing it over to Jarabic, fakes the three, drives the baseline. Can't get it over the double team. Kicks it out. Fosick, 16-footer. Comes up short. Rebound brought down. Sestock, easy putback for Carey. Her first bucket of the basketball game. 28-16. And that's actually another 8-point run for the Wildcats dating back to the first half as Lure leaves it off for Herman. Can't get the three away. Drives and kicks it right wing to Emily Loy. Tries to get it inside. It's going to be knocked away. The ball's loose. Loy got it back. She has an open lane and scores. Good job there by Turks to just get in front. And Loy almost stole the inbounds, but it went out of bounds. Great job by Turks to set the screen with her back to the defender just like she was boxing her out. And that allowed Loy to take it to the rack and snap that 8-0 run by St. Paul. 28-18. Pressure on. St. Paul breaks it. They've got numbers if they go. 3-on-2, but Jarabic pulls it up off to Wodilewicz. She drives in, goes baseline. Sestock, 10-footer, no good for Kylie. Backside rebound, grabbed by Caitlin Herman. And here come the Eagles again. Skip pass on the left, right wing to Loy. Loy, one dribble. Fosick went for the steal, couldn't get it. To Herman, off the screen. Good switch, can't get the three, tries to lob it down low, but Kylie Sestock waiting for it. Third Wood River turnover here in the first 2 minutes of the second half. Outlet pass, Fosick is waiting for it in the right corner, back to the trailer, Wodilewicz, skip it over Jarabic. She's got another three, that one will not go off the heel. Fighting for the rebound, it's loose on the floor. We're going to get a travel on St. Paul. Maddie Fosick was fighting for it, had it, and then all the time she's laying on the ground. And eventually she's moving around with a little bit of possession. That'll be the first turnover of the half, but you can live with that. St. Paul was hustling to get the ball. Back to Wood River. Get him on the high post, left elbow to Lure, looking for the screen. Nothing there, so starting the dribble will be Ellie. Gives it off on the right wing to Loy. Tries to lob it down low into the double team. They cannot make that pass. It is well covered. It was in the first half, and now they're really trying to get it in there as Sestock makes the steal. At the other end, almost thrown away, but there is Carey to grab the loose basketball. Up to Wodilewicz, to Jarabic, another three, and that one's good. Breaks the long drought here. Sam Jarabic now with 8 points, and it is 31-18 St. Paul. 5 minutes to go, quarter number three. Trying to answer is Herman. She just can't get him to go. Everyone right off that heel. Rebound to Fosick. Long outlet pass. Layup at the other end is good for Carey Sestock. And Wood River needs a timeout. So St. Paul starts the second half on a 9-2 run. And with 4:49 to go here in the third quarter of play, your score is St. Paul 33, Wood River 18. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
Sure, you know Fanatics is a great place to watch the game and have great food. But Fanatics is also the perfect place for your holiday party. Their new party room could be set up for an intimate gathering or a company Christmas party for up to 100. Order straight from the menu, or Fanatics will customize a meal for you and your guests. Enjoy your privacy, or join the fun with everybody else at Fanatics. Fanatics does birthday and graduation parties, too. Holiday parties are more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics, a block north of the tracks on Central Avenue in Kearney.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
As we come out of the timeout, brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank, it is Wood River facing a St. Paul zone press, and it'll be tipped away by Jarabic, and that is 5 turnovers now in this quarter already, as driving in the one-hand runner by Wodilewicz, no good. Sam Lure will grab her 6th rebound. Into the front court to Maddie. Maddie between the circles. Skips it over right side to Loy. They just need to hit a couple of those outside shots against this matchup zone of St. Paul. Driving in Herman. She'll put the runner up. And was it tipped? The officials look and say no. Out of bounds it goes. Into the ball game for St. Paul. Savannah Poland is in there again. Played a little bit in the first half. Against the press, they'll throw it to Jarabic. Middle of the floor, does a good job to avoid Lure. Now takes it right into the rack, and we're going to get an offensive illegal screen called on St. Paul. Savannah Poland was doing what we saw at the other end. She had her back to the defender and was just kind of backing her away in there. You can stand there, but you can't back him away like that. And the junior Poland will be called for her first foul. 33-18 St. Paul, 4 minutes to go in quarter number three. As the press is on again, and Lure will be able to break it. Maddie to Sam, into the front court to Herman. And the pass goes right through Lure's hands and picked up by Poland. 21 turnovers for Wood River. Those are the ones that hurt. I mean, they all do, but the unforced turnovers. Also in for St. Paul is Megan Turek. Starts to drive back out to Jarabic. Over to Wardilevich. Skip pass to Turek. She's got an open look from 17. It's off the iron. No good. Rebound falls back on the floor. Right back out to Turek with the assistance of Poland. And she'll get another jumper. This time it's no good. And the rebound brought down by Emily Loy. Loy up the floor. Two on two. Just takes it all the way in. Scores and draws the foul. Emily Loy now with 9 points to lead the way for Wood River. She's got both of their buckets here in the third quarter. And a chance at a three-point play. The foul called on Sam Jarabic. That will be her second. You're listening to high school basketball on KKPR-FM, Kearney, St. Paul, Wood River, and PlatteRiverPreps.com. The free throw is up and in by Loy. 2 of 2 at the line, 10 points, 33-21. Loy and Sam Lure with the majority of the points here as they get it down to Poland. Tries to go backside. Nice pass. Lucas Savage missed the five-footer, though, too strong. And the rebound brought down Maddie Lure. That'll be her first of the game. And then she lost control of it and will turn it over. After tonight, St. Paul will be back home taking on state-rated number 2 Hastings St. Cecilia. That's next Tuesday for the girls and boys. Wood River, they're off for a whole week. They'll go to Blue Hill next Thursday. And a turnover for St. Paul, their 10th of the game. Coming out of there with it will be Sam Lure into the front court. Gives it off to Maddie. Swings it over to Rauert. Working it around the perimeter here against the Wildcat zone. Pass into the corner to Herman is tipped out of bounds off St. Paul. And now the Cats will bring the Sestock sisters back in. And Jaden Jacobowski.
Kelly Tucker has worked at Anderson Brothers for over 30 years. He encouraged his kids to check out college and something else.
Come see us. We'll train you. That's what we've been good at doing. I've always said that Anderson Brothers is more like a college, and that's why I call it Anderson Brothers College, because we do train a lot of people, and they can take that anywhere they go. And there's good wages. There really are. You got to work for it, but there's good wages.
Check out the career options at Anderson Brothers Electric, Plumbing, and Heating in Kearney and Holdridge.
I'm a Ford guy. My dad was a Ford guy, and so was my dad's dad. But more to the point, I'm a Crossroads Ford guy. The pickup my dad used to teach me to drive came from Crossroads. The Ford my son will learn to drive comes from Crossroads, too. Why have I stuck by them? Because they've stuck by us. From regular maintenance to the repairs.
Sorry for the internet difficulties there. We get a three-pointer from Brown that is no good. The rebound run up the floor by Maddie Fosick. St. Paul with a basketball and a 33-21 lead with a minute 50 to go here in the third quarter. With it is Carrie Sestock, and they'll set it up here to Maddie Fosick. Try to spread the floor with a little different offensive look here. Looking back cut, it's out ahead of Jacobowski. She tries to save it but throws it into the hands of the Eagles. Did what she could, but the errant pass will be the fourth turnover for St. Paul in the quarter, 12th of the game. Wood River, though, has 8 turnovers in the quarter and 23 in the game. Eagles working around to Lure. Maddie looks inside, got it to Sam, and as she turns, she got poked in the eye, and the foul will be called. This one will go on Sam Jarabic. She has 3. Carrie Sestock has 3. Kylie Sestock has 2. Wardilevich has 2. Oh, no, they're gonna call it on Carrie Sestock. Excuse me, that's her 4th. So now she'll check out of the game. And Alyssa Brown will throw it in for Wood River underneath their own hoop. trying that backdoor pass right underneath the hoop. She was guarded by four players, and a jump ball will result in it. The arrow points the way of St. Paul, and they will get another turnover forced here with 1:09 remaining in the third quarter. Comfortable 12-point lead for the Cats, trying to find some improvement, but the ball gets away from Thede, and they give it right back. So the last couple of minutes, we sure haven't accomplished a whole lot on the scoreboard. Just keep putting marks in the turnover department. 1:10 to go in the third, 33-21. St. Paul, this time the press is broken. Then Herman slipped as she went up for the layup. She made a great move, and then her ankle just gave out on her. She's fine, but Thede comes out of there with the rebound. And they'll give it off to Fosick. And as she drives, her shot will be blocked and a foul will also be called. It looks like this will be on Emily Loy. That'll be the first on Loy. Third team foul. Fosick, 1 of 4 at the line. All 9 of her points coming in the first half. 52 seconds remaining here in quarter number 3. Don't forget the boys game will follow. St. Paul 1-1. Wood River 2-1. Free throw short. Pulling back in for St. Paul. And Kylie Sestock will sit down for a breather. She leads the team with 7 rebounds. Fosick's second free throw, and that's good. First point of the second half for Fosick, 10th of the game, 34-21, St. Paul. Wood River breaks the press out to Herman. Wide open is the trailer. Brown, jump stop, and then walked with the basket. No, a foul will be called. Pump fake. I thought they were going to ding her for a walk. She was a little hesitant when she got the ball. She'll go to the line and shoot two here. The senior Alyssa Brown fouled out there by Jaden Jacobowski, her first. And the free throw is too strong, no good. All the lures are in again here for the Eagles with Brown and Herman. 44 seconds remaining in the quarter. Second free throw, Brown. Up and in and out and won't go. Rebound brought down by Lucas Savage. Kinsey to midcourt. Gives it off to Fosick. Back over to Jankowski. Drives the right baseline. Pulls up from 10. Too strong. Long rebound is grabbed by Sam Luer. Her team high 7th. Off to Maddie. Baseball pass to the other end. It's picked off by Fosick. Fosick now up the floor with 22 seconds to go. Top of the circles. Decides to take it right down the middle, spin it off the square, and score. Nice move by Fosick, and the lead back to 15, equaling the largest of the night. 36-21, 10 seconds to go. Not sure the Eagles know how much time's left on the clock. Luer will bring it into the front court, drive the baseline, fire it up, and hit the tough leaner. Nice job by Maddie Luer to finish things off there, and that is the end of the third quarter of play with your score, St. Paul 36. And Wood River 23. You're listening to High School Hoops on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Guy. My dad was a Ford guy, and so was my dad's dad. But more to the point, I'm a Crossroads Ford guy. The pickup my dad used to teach me to drive came from Crossroads. The Ford my son will learn to drive comes from Crossroads, too. Why have I stuck by them? Because they've stuck by us. From regular maintenance to the repairs when the driving lessons don't go very well, Crossroads has earned our trust. Their family has always taken care of our family. Small enough to know you, big enough to help. Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
With our producer-engineer, Caleb Henry, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here at Wood River, ready to start the fourth quarter in the girls' portion of tonight's Lou Platt Conference doubleheader. Wood River will have the ball, but they trail 36-23, outscored 12-7 there in the quarter. Wood River is led by Emily Loy with 10 points and Sam Luer with 6 unofficially. St. Paul, 12 for Maddie Fosick, 8 for Sam Jarabic, and Jarabic's going to step in there and make the steal. That is the 26th Wood River turnover of the game, 13 for St. Paul. With it is Wardalevich back out between the circles. She and Jarabic play and catch, trying to post up Sestock out to Fosick. Her three is up, and it is in. Maddie with her third three. She now has 15 points. And give Wood River credit for their game plan. They really haven't given up a lot in the paint. Now, some offensive putbacks, which you knew would be a problem, but they've decided to make St. Paul shoot from the outside, and they've done a good enough job. And here's another steal as they try to lob it into the post. Kinsey Lukasavage steps in front and comes out of there with it. 39-23, St. Paul. Jarabic will dribble it out towards midcourt. They try to trap her here. Now she'll dribble from left to right, throw it to the baseline. The ball is out of bounds off of St. Paul. Loy is out there along with all three lures and Jessica Rauert. And Wood River has the basketball. Off the screen, trying that pick and roll, not there. Up top, they'll try a three-pointer, and it is no good for Ellie Lure, or rebound brought down by Maddie Fosick. That is her seventh, 0 of 8 from three-point land for the Eagles. That was actually Sam that shot the three. Here's a 15-footer, Wojtylewicz, no good. Rebound fought for. We're going to get a jump ball. The arrow points the way of St. Paul. Kylie Sestock with her eighth rebound. When we're all done, the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show, final stats, and then get you ready for the boys' game, which will follow around 8. Here's a three-point attempt. Fosick again. Maddie has found the range again, and St. Paul is now 6 of 17 from three-point land, and they had a stretch in there where they had missed 8 in a row. 42-23, St. Paul now pulling away. Loy on the right wing, takes the left-hand dribble to the elbow, gives it off to Lure. Jumper by Maddie won't go. Rebound brought down by Wojtylewicz. Sam taking the shot. I got to get my lures still taken care of. It sounds like I'm going fishing. In the left-hand corner, that's going to be St. Paul getting it picked off. Emily Loy with the steal. She's out ahead of the pack, and the layup is good. Loy with a dozen points. And getting the first bucket of the fourth quarter here for Wood River. 42-25. They're trying to keep the pressure on. Wojtylewicz dribbles through it off to Jarabic. Wide open three from the right wing, and it's good. So with the lead, it's comfortable, and the three is now falling, and a timeout will be called here by Wood River. 5:40 to go in the basketball game. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take timeout to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC. 5:40 remains in the game. It is St. Paul 45, Wood River 25.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Carney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing.
Certified repair.
No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in, Carney Towing and Repair.
Out of the timeout, we're back in the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Wood River with the basketball. They were down by 8 at the half, but now it's 20. As Rauert drives right baseline, puts the jumper up, it's no good. Brought down by Kinsey Lukasavage, her fifth board. Up ahead, Laura Fosick, thinking about the pull-up three, decides to skip it over to Wojtylewicz. Spreading the floor here against the Eagles. They've been in that 1-3-1 a lot. Fosick with the dribble. Looking for some movement from Sestock. Got it to her in the paint. She'll take the ball to the rack, force the issue, and draw the foul. Taylor Lambrecht back in there for the Eagles. And the foul is going to be on Turks. That'll be Sloan's first. And at the line to shoot two will be Sestock. And the first one is on the way, and it is short. St. Paul still struggling from the free throw line. Kylie now 0 of 3 from the line, has 6 points. Second free throw on the way. Good rotation, but too strong. And Wood River will grab the loose ball. Emily Loy. Loy pushes it up the floor, avoids the steal. Pass deflected. Wojtylewicz right back to Loy, though. With it is Maddie Lure. Back out between the circles. St. Paul still trying to apply some pressure. Keep the energy level going here to Lambrecht. Her pass is knocked away by Fosick into the hands of Wojtylewicz. Here comes St. Paul up the floor. The ball knocked off the foot of the Cats. Out of bounds it goes. Lambrecht forcing the turnover. Back in Sam Lure and Caitlin Herman. 4:44 remaining. Still 45-25. And that'll be a problem that Wood River is going to have to overcome. They have struggled offensively over the last handful of seasons, and then every once in a while they just pop a huge one. As Turks from the free throw line, turnaround jumper rattles out. Loy got the rebound. She's fouled underneath. Good job by Loy. Continuing to battle in there for the sophomore. The foul is on Kinsley Lucas-Savage, her first. And for Loy, she's 2 of 2 at the line. She has a team-high dozen points. And the first free throw is up and in. 45-26. She has all but 2 of her team's points here in the second half. Obviously got to find a little more production here for Coach Smith and his crew. And Maddie Fosick checks out. Looks like that might be it for her. Second free throw is up, and it is good. Sub coming in. That'll allow the Eagles to put the pressure on. So Loy hits them both. 4 in the quarter, 14 in the game, but that's over half of her team's point. They're down by 18. Against the pressure, Lucas-Savage will throw it in short to Jacobowski. Trying the trap. Jacobowski dribbling, not getting very far. Loses her dribble, and then it is stolen away. But right before it was stolen, the timeout, Brent Dinslag. He's got them all to use. That's a smart timeout. 4:23 to go in the ballgame. St. Paul has it all in control right now. 45-27. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Quick.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
As always, a big thank you to the fine sponsors that allow us to bring you a high school sports throughout the season. Tonight, Lou Platt Conference basketball with St. Paul down the road here to take on Wood River. St. Paul basketball in the backcourt after the timeout. They'll get it into Lucas-Savage, throws over the top to Wardalevich into the front court, 3-on-2. St. Paul doesn't necessarily attack that. If it's Fosick, she'll take it in there. Almost stolen away, picked up by Sestak. She's a little far out, even though she thought about it for a couple seconds and got rid of it. Left-hand corner, here's Jacobowski from 15. It's no good, but running it down to the backside is Kylie Sestak, her ninth board. Trapped in the corner, tries to throw it off a leg, and does, of a Wood River player, to save the possession. Megan Turek in, Carrie Sestak in. Carrie just didn't get a lot of playing time tonight. She had foul trouble early and then picked up her fourth early in the second half. Still St. Paul ball, though, with 4 minutes to go in the game. 45-27. Swing it over to Jacobowski. Dribbles it back up top. Gives it off to Jaramic. Holds the ball between the circles. The rest of her team running screens on the baseline. Jaramic will dribble to the right elbow. Force the jumper up. It's off the mark and out of bounds. She immediately looks to the bench, and Coach Dinslaggy looks back. Probably not what they had drawn up. As it comes across Lure, left elbow, they leave her alone. The jumper is on the way, and good for Maddie. She now has 6 points, and it is 45-29. 3.5 to go in our ball game. Jarabic, double team, throws over the top of it to Jacobowski, who chucks it into the front court. Sestak sisters, nice press break, get the shot up, and it is good for Kylie on the assist from Carey. Well-run press break that time by the Cats, 47-29. Rauert, quick jumper, foul on the way up. Kind of jumping out there a little late was Kylie Sestak. That'll be her third. And at the line to shoot two will be Jessica Rauert, looking for her first points of the game. Has not been to the line so far tonight. Don't forget Adams Central, Kearney Catholic girls varsity ball game. It's girls only. The boys always play at the end of the year. It's coming up at 7:45 on ESPN. 1460, 1550, and of course, as always, our game's heard on the web, PlatteRiverPreps.com. The podcasts are up right after we get done, so you can enjoy them anytime, right when you get home or anytime, and they, of course, are free to you. As St. Paul trying to dribble through the double team in the backcourt press, will be calling for the travel. 16 turnovers on St. Paul. Wood River ball underneath their own hoop. Set the high screen on the lane. Kick it into left-hand corner. And it goes right into the hands of Jaden Jacobowski. And here comes St. Paul with 3 minutes to go. Comfortably ahead by 17. Jaramic dumps it into Sestock, pushing out Carey. Turnaround, jumper, no good. Doesn't matter. It's a walk. St. Paul's played almost all their kids anyway, so whoever comes in down the stretch here is going to be names that we've heard for the most part. As Rauert will throw it in, and the senior Matty Lord will bring it into the front court, trying to get a few more points on the board. On the wing, Deloy. Emily waiting for somebody to come off the pick. Finally find Lure to the three-point line. The shot no good by Herman, and the rebound brought down by St. Paul's Jaden Jacobowski. 2.5 to go, 47-30, St. Paul high post. They get it to Carey Sestock, tries to dump it into Kylie. Does turn around from six, rolled off the rim, no good. Matty Lure got the board. Matty pushes it up on the left side. Now dribbles to the right, and I don't know if that was for Herman, but it wasn't to anybody, and that is turnover number 30 in the ball game for Wood River. The story tonight, those turnovers, we talked about it early, they were going to have to take care of the ball and hang in the rebounding battle, and after they had a good first quarter, things have changed from the rebounding battle, and they have had turnover problems all night long. St. Paul to try and break the press here. It'll be Megan Turek, hands it off to Sestock. Kylie's going to take it all the way down the middle, lay it up, contact, she'll score. Nice job by Carey to get her sixth point. So the sisters move it back and forth in good shape. 49-30. Lure on the right wing. Loy, 18-footer on the way. Getting a hand on it is going to be Jacobowski for her second block. And now we've got a jump ball. The arrow points the way of Wood River. And checking in for St. Paul, here comes Sydney Lukasavage and Bailey Lukasavage. Three Lukasavages, a couple of Sestocks on the St. Paul team. Three Lures for Wood River. On the inbounds, a foul called on St. Paul. And we're in the 1-1 now for the Eagles, so free throws the rest of the way. Foul is on Sydney Lukasavage. And at the line will be Lure. Maddie, 2 of 2 at the line. Front of the 1-1 is no good. The rebound brought down by Savannah Poland. She'll give it off to Lukasavage. Bailey into the front court to Thede. Dumps it into the corner to Jacobowski. Tries to throw it back to Poland, but overthrows her and into the crowd it goes. On the New West postgame show, final stats. And the boys' game is right around the corner. Should be started by 8 o'clock. And Coach Smith bringing in a whole bunch of players. Same kind of story. We've seen basically all of them. Lambrecht back in. Brown back in. Turks is in there, Loy is in there, and so is Ellie Lure. Final minute, 40 to go here. St. Paul's going to get to 4-0. Got off to a good start last season, and then they get into the meat of their schedule as Loy drives. Her little 8-footer rattles out, no good. Turks tries to grab it, but falls out of bounds. Coming in for St. Paul is Taya Jarabic. And for Wood River, here's Lily Wodicheski. And also Lizzie Radney comes in. On the inbounds, the ball is kicked away. Picked up there by Wood River. And Wodicheski trying to find something to do with it. Ends up throwing it away, trying to get it to her teammate in Ellie Lure. 49-30, St. Paul up by 8 at the half. Able to expand that to 13 at the end of the third, and then take it right out to 20 here in the fourth, and they have been right around that mark the rest of the way as St. Paul brings the ball up the floor, driving in, getting the short jumper, and scoring is Jarabic. Taya with her first shot, able to find the bottom of the net. 51-30. St. Paul at the other end, the quick jumper on the baseline is no good by Wodicheski. The rebound comes out into the hands of Jarabic, and then a reach-in foul called on Wodicheski. Her first. It's just the team's fifth, so no free throws. Wood River continues to press with the new group of ladies in there. 55 seconds remaining. Into the front court with it for the Cats is Clara Thede. Leaves it off in the corner for Jarabic. Back to the low post and another reach in foul. This will be on Radney. Sixth team foul. 44 seconds remaining as we play out the string here in Wood River. So the zero remains in the same columns for these teams, looking for their first win still. Wood River, undefeated for St. Paul, and they'll drop it into the corner to Thede. Thede will dribble it out top. St. Paul trying to run some clock here. Ball knocked away. We're going to get a quick jump. Arrow points the way of St. Paul, so they'll throw it in again. As the boys wait to come out of the locker room for their ball game, which will tip off again right around 8 o'clock. St. Paul again getting it in, just working it around the perimeter, trying to force it inside, can't get the job done. It'll be stolen away by Taylor Lambrick. Here comes Wood River up the floor. Ellie Luhr stops, tries to force the shot. It's going to be blocked by Bailey Lucas Savage. They'll come out of there with a basketball. Poland back up to Bailey, 15 seconds to go. Chance for one more shot here for the Cats over the left wing. Thede thought about it, dumped it inside Poland. Turnaround jumper, too strong, and it goes out of bounds to Wood River with 5 seconds to go. And the St. Paul faithful knows this one's in the books. A little smattering of applause. And the final 5 seconds running off the clock here for Wood River. And that is the basketball game. Your final, St. Paul 51 and Wood River 30. The New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show is coming your way after this timeout on KKPR-FM. Kearney, St. Paul, Wood River.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
At Nebraska Land National Bank, we love local. Local people, local decisions, and local ownership. We want our community to grow and prosper. That's why we are focused on providing you with high-quality, personalized service at a competitive price to help you reach your financial goals. Nebraska Land National Bank is proud to call Kearney home and provide our community with the very best in banking. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
And welcome back to Wood River, where it's time now for the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians providing a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. Here's a look at the final numbers for the Wood River Lady Eagles. Five players scored today. Jessica Rauer, 1 point, one rebound. Caitlin Herman had 3 rebounds. Emily Loy led the way with 14 points, 5 rebounds. Maddie Luhr, 6 points, 2 rebounds. Ellie Luhr, 3 points. Sam Luhr, 6 points and a team-high 7 rebounds. And Sloan Turks had 4 rebounds. 13 rebounds in the first half, 9 in the second. Free throw shooting, 4 of 5 in the first half, 4 of 8 in the second half. 3-point shooting, couldn't buy one tonight. 0 of 4 in the first, 0 of 5 in the second. Turnovers, the big problem tonight for Wood River. 15 in the first half, 16 in the second half. The Eagles had 16 points at halftime, 14 in the second half. And Wood River will finish with 30 points, 22 rebounds, 8 out of 13 at the free throw line. 0 of 9 from 3-point land. 31 turnovers as the Eagles now fall to 0-3, and they will be off for 1 week before traveling to Blue Hill, and then they're back home on the 20th, a Saturday night, against Sutton. So two tough games before they head to the Central City Holiday Tournament. We'll be back and look at the final numbers for St. Paul right after this.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Click. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Kearney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing,
certified repair.
No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in, Kearney Towing and Repair.
And we're back on the New West Sports postgame show for St. Paul. They had seven players score. Kyla Wojtylewicz, 4 points, three rebounds. Bailey Lucas-Savage had a blocked shot. Maddie Fosick was the game-high scorer with 18 points. She hit four threes. She also had seven rebounds and a block. Jaden Jacobowski, three rebounds, two blocks. Clara Thede, 2 points and a rebound. Kinsey Lucas-Savage, five rebounds. Taya Jarabic had 2 points and a rebound. Megan Turek had a rebound. Carrie Sestock, 6 points, three rebounds and a block. Sam Jarabic, 11 points, two rebounds. Kylie Sestock, 8 points, a game-high nine rebounds. And Savannah Poland had two rebounds. 20 rebounds in the first half, 17 in the second half. Free throw shooting, still some work to do there. 1 of 8 in the first half, 3 of 7 in the second half. Three-point shooting solid, 3 of 13 in the first half, and then 4 of 5 in the second half, which helped them put this one away. Turnovers for St. Paul, 8 in the first half, 12 in the second half, more as they started to go deep into the substitutions. 24 points at halftime, 27 at the second half. St. Paul finishes with 51 points, 37 rebounds, just 4 out of 15 at the free throw line, 7 of 18 from three-point land, 5 block shots, 20 turnovers. St. Paul remains undefeated. They're 4-0 with a 51-30 win over Wood River. St. Paul will host C2 second-ranked Hastings St. Cecilia on Tuesday, and then they still have Arcadia Loop City rolling in and a trip to Broken Bow before the York Holiday Tournament. We talked about rebounding would probably go St. Paul's way. Well, after being out-rebounded 8-6 in the first quarter, they out-rebounded Wood River 31-14 the rest of the way. You've been listening to the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians providing a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. Schedule your appointment today. We're about 20 minutes away for the tip-off of the boys' game. We'll be underway at 8 o'clock. We'll join you shortly before that with the New Tech Seed pregame show. Don't forget the Kearney Catholic Adams Central girls' game. We'll be tipping off at 7:45 on ESPN 1460 and 1550. For our producer-engineer, Caleb Henry, I'm Doug Duda saying thanks for joining us and stay with us. Boys basketball is next. Again, the final of the girls' game, St. Paul 51, Wood River 30.
The proceeding has been a KKPR sports production brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club. To download this podcast or any of our podcasts, go to our podcast link at kkpr.com.